which is exactly what he did. He became super wealthy, and then he published the book, which makes a lot of sense. So who do you listen to? You can't listen to people who write books on how to make your desires come true, or produce home study courses on CD, or teach seminars, because 99% of them, it hasn't worked in real life. You can't listen to people who teach you how to make money in books and seminars. Now, not that all of them are bad. I'm going to actually give you a bunch of stuff that's really good, but you don't have to waste your time on the junk. Because the people who write this stuff, they ain't rich. They haven't made hundreds of millions of dollars. It hasn't worked for them, and they made all their money teaching you how to make money. So they're giving you really bad information. And you can't read books by the super wealthy, like the Warren Buffetts of the world or the Donald Trumps or the Bill Gates, because, number one, they don't write their own books. They don't even know the information that's in there. So you're not getting information directly from them, number one. And number two, they will never tell you this. They'll deny it, but it's true. They do not want you to know the true secrets because they do not want competition. As a matter of fact, and this will scare you, but it's true, what they will categorically do is they will give you wrong information so that you will achieve a little bit of success, but not that much success. Isn't that interesting? They'll give you a little bit of success, but not that much success. So they'll give you wrong information on purpose to virtually sabotage your ultimate success, to keep you as a worker instead of that which is making ultimately millions. So who do you listen to? Well, some of you are saying, well, I know what you're saying. You should listen to me. Actually, no. I didn't invent any of this information. I'm just the messenger. I'm just the teacher. I learned this information. None of it's mine. I've learned it, I've applied it, and I've taught it. Where did I get this information from? And where is the information that you're going to be receiving today and tomorrow? Where did it come from? Well, I mentioned secret societies. Nothing to be scared about when we talk about secret societies. No conspiracy theories, no mystical stuff, no Satan worshiping, nothing like that. Just a group of people would get together and basically share information within, quote, the gene pool. That's really what it comes down to. And again, this is historical facts. The elite class set up societies where they could work together and benefit one another as a group. They believed that wealth, and they believed that this knowledge should be kept amongst themselves, and they believed that it was genetic in nature. And so they set up societies. Freemasons, as I mentioned, was one. A very famous one is at Yale University. Yale University, very famous American university, has a society called the Skull and Bones. Now, the Skull and Bones has a building. You can see it. People go in and out of the building, and they meet at places. It's common knowledge. If you're a member of the Skull and Bones, you don't hide it. You're proud of that membership. President Bush, John Kerry, the senator, many politicians, Supreme Court justices. As a matter of fact, the CIA was started by the Skull and Bones. There's a great movie with Matt Damon about that called The Good Shepherd. Watch it. You can see a little bit about the Skull and Bones. It talks a little bit about that, and they give you some inside information of how the meetings work and how the networking works amongst members. So there are lots of secret societies all around the world. The Illuminati is one. And one of the largest ones, which is actually kind of at the pinnacle, is called the Brotherhood. And the Brotherhood is a unique society because it keeps its membership very secret and it keeps its existence very secret. Many members of Skull and Bones are also members of the Brotherhood. Many members of Freemasons, when they reach 33 degree, become members of the Brotherhood, of the Illuminati, and various other organizations around the world become members of the Brotherhood. It is a society of people that have gotten together that share information and share secret knowledge of how the universe works and how this planet works and how, as a human being, you can be happy, healthy, and make your desires come true and go through this life in an exciting, joyous, adventurous, fulfilling way based on your desires and your wishes. Now, that's key. It's your desires and your wishes. Now, every person on the planet has different desires and different dreams and different wishes. Some of you think that whatever dream you have, everyone shares the same dream. That's not true. Some of you think that every desire that you have, everyone should have the same desire. And that's not true. Guess what? Some of you are looking around this place and saying, I want this. You know, oh my God, I want this. And other of you are saying, this is too big. I don't want 200 staff members working for me. So each one of you have a different desire. Some of your desire is to have a log cabin. And that's where you want to live and have a little garden out in the back. Some of your desire is just to have a nice small little home with a brand new car. And that's your desire and that's your dream and that's your wish and that's what you want to do. Some of you have dreams of being the best parent in the world. Some of you have a dream of being the best policeman in the world. Some of you have a dream of being a happy, wonderful fireman. Some of you want to be a doctor or a nurse or a teacher or a pharmacist or a surgeon. Some of you have different goals. Some of you want to be a great cook. Some of you have different dreams and goals. There is no reason to think that every person has a dream or a goal of being a billionaire.